1 to 17. The need to be spiritually reborn. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader, who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. "Rabbi," he said, "we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." "What do you mean?" said Nicodemus. "How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus replied, "I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. So you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit." "How are these things possible?" Nicodemus said. Jesus replied, "You are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things? I assure you, we tell you what we know and have seen, and yet you won't believe our testimony. But if you don't believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven and returned, but the Son of Man has come down from heaven. And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him we have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him."
Thank you, Gail. Well, today we've only got a chance just to glimpse at this passage. We don't have a lot of time, so you need to go home and do some more study. If you're in Bible study groups, you'll get a chance in Bible study groups to unpack this passage a little bit more, but we're just going to have a bit of a glance today. But let me pray before we do that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that wonderful verse, John 3:16, that has inspired many, that gives us a glimpse into your heart for us and what we must do in response. And so we pray, Lord, that you would just help us to think what this means for our life now, what it means for others in the world, and how it should inspire us to share this message with others. Help us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. "You must be born again," said Jesus. And this John 3:16, a famous verse, is part of this passage. And we don't see it as much in Australia, but in America, you know, sports people, if you go to sports games, people like to hold up signs in the crowd and hold up this verse. I sent out an email about a month ago. This guy, does he remind you of someone? Not quite. No, okay. All right. Oh, it's worth a try, Susie. You know, worth a try. Yeah. But this guy, Tim Tebow, I did send out a little video. I'm going to send it out again this week. If you didn't watch it last time in the email, watch this. He's a famous US football player. And when he was the star of his university team, the quarterback, the captain, a famous player, they all put this black under his eyes, so he decided he was going to put just a Bible verse under his eye. And so he started off with, if you can't see that, it says Philippians 4:13. Anyone know what that verse is? Lots of sports people had this. Yes, louder, James. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, because he was a famous player, it became huge. And thousands of people started turning up to the game with Philippians 4:13. Now, most of them, he only got Phil 4:13, yeah. One guy came up to him and said, is that for me? My name's Phil. He said, no. I mean, thousands of them, they didn't even know what it was, but the star of their team had this on there. And so he thought, well, I'm just going to keep doing it. And he did it and did it. And it became this tradition. Until one day in the championship game, he was praying and God said, you've got to change the verse. And so he went to his coach and he said, I'm going to change the verse to John 3:16. Now the coach was devastated because he's, you know, a lot of these coaches are superstitious. I mean, this is help making us win. You can't. But he said, no, I've got to change it to John 3:16. And so in that championship game, he wore John 3:16 on it. During the game, 94 million people Googled to find out what John 3:16 is. 94 million people. Now, Tim Tebow was shocked that there's that many people that don't know John 3:16. That's what concerned him. How could there be 94 million people that don't actually know it that had to search it? But it's become this famous verse, and rightly so. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Amen to that. And this verse is actually right at the heart. We're doing our Kingdom of God study at the moment, and it's right at the heart of our Kingdom of God studies, this verse. Because we're told in this passage how to enter the Kingdom of God. Now, often this verse is just said in isolation as a famous verse, and it's got a message in itself, and that's why. It's a fantastic verse. But the context of this verse is a guy called Nicodemus who comes to Jesus. Now, we're told he's a Pharisee, so he's a religious leader. Now, normally in the Bible, whenever we hear about Pharisees, it's in a bad light. And you'll see in your Bible studies, you'll read that 20 times in the book of John, the Pharisees are mentioned, and only twice in a positive light. Normally, they're mentioned in a religious, they don't have the right heart, they've just got religion. But here, in a sense, this guy Nicodemus, he's got something right, because we read in the first verse of John 3 that he comes and he sees the miracles of Jesus and he says, I know you are from God. And so he recognizes that Jesus is from God. He doesn't really know exactly who he is, but there's something positive there, this man Nicodemus. He comes and says, I know you are from God. I've seen what you're doing. But Jesus has a bit of an interesting answer to him. Jesus answered him after he says this positive thing, I know you are from God. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so this good guy who's got a good idea, Jesus says it's no good unless you are born again. You cannot see the kingdom of God. Remember, we're talking about the reign of God in Christ. Now, the guy's still confused. He's like, well, hang on a minute, what? Am I going to go back in my mother's womb and be born again? And you can try and imagine how that's all going to work. We won't draw any pictures there. That's a bit scary. And Jesus repeats again, very truly I tell you, this is verse 5, after he said he's confused, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. So it's another way of saying born again. And in your Bible study groups, you'll talk a bit more about water and the Spirit and what those words might mean. We're not going to get into that all today, but in your Bible study groups, you'll talk about that. Or tonight. Yeah. Oh, you're going to talk about that tonight? Oh, there you go, James. Come tonight if you want to know more of that. But we could say a summary, being born again. Jesus said, you must be born again. Nicodemus says, I'm confused. How can I go back in my mother's womb? And Jesus says, you can't actually be part of the kingdom of God unless you are born again, or born of the water and of the Spirit, this spiritual rebirth. You see, we're not just flesh and blood. We are people created in the image of God. We're also spiritual beings. Amen? We're not just an animal. We're not just a plant. We are spiritual beings created in the image of God. And our spirit has to be renewed. Unless your spirit is renewed, in a sense, changed and brought into the family of God, you cannot be part of the kingdom of God. Now, notice something about Nicodemus. He believes in God, doesn't he? He believes in God, yes? He believes Jesus did some miracles and that showed him something about God, doesn't he? But Jesus says it's not enough, right? You must be born again. There's got to be this moment. Now, you might not know when that moment is. You might be like me who's grown up in the church, and I don't know exactly when that moment was that in a sense my spirit was changed from death to life. My spirit was changed from being separated to God to being joined with Christ. I don't know exactly when that moment was. Some of you do. But I do know it happened. I know I'm part of God's family. At some point, I changed from death to life. It's not enough just to believe in God. It's not enough even to go, well, Jesus did some miracles. He must be something, a prophet or something. Jesus said, you must be born again. Now, I love the fact that there remains a bit of mystery about this. I like John 3, verse 8. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. I like that image, isn't it? It says, there is, you know, the Bible uses the word mystery. Like, it's hard to sort of concretely explain sometimes, isn't it, exactly how my spirit is renewed, isn't it? But then we go on to John 3:16 and we get a bit of an idea, don't we? But the fact remains, no matter what, unless you are born again, unless there's a spiritual rebirth, you cannot be part of the reign of God in Christ. It's not enough to sit here and go, I went to church and I believed in God. It's just not enough. There's got to be that moment where your life is actually changed and accepted by God. Now, what does this mean for us? Well, it means lots of things. Part of our vision for this year is people saved. And I think that's really important. Because, well, wouldn't it be nice? Oh, wouldn't it be good if we had 300 people in here that all were just happy to be here and had a nice barbecue every week? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? But they're still not part of the kingdom of God, right? Because you can't be part of God's reign in Christ and have eternity in heaven unless you have been born again, unless you've had that spiritual rebirth. And so for those of us that have accepted it, today there's got to be this sense of urgency and sense of prayer. And thank you to Gian that reminded us this morning in prayer, yes? I want to pray for my family and I want to pray for your family in a sense, because unless you are born again, unless there's spiritual rebirth, you cannot be part of God's kingdom. It's not enough just to come to church. It's not enough just to say, well, I was a good person, or, wow, look at that, I believed in a God. There has to be this time where you accept the absolute faith of who Jesus is and what he has done, and you surrender to that, and you ask God to renew your spirit. And it's in this context that we get this famous verse, John 3:16. And I kind of often think about this verse in its four parts. First of all, God loved, right? That's where it all started. It didn't start with me or anything. It started with God loved the world. And then it says God gave his only one and only son. So God saw that the world was lost. He loved the world and he gave his son Jesus. That then we respond, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have we receive eternal life. A fantastic verse. Elsewhere, when Jesus started his preaching, he said, repent and believe is another way of talking about this. Turn from your own ways, follow Jesus and believe who Jesus is. But what gives Jesus the right to claim this? Well, verse 13 told us, no one's ever gone to heaven and returned, but the Son of Man has come down from heaven. Jesus has the right to say this and to claim this because he's the one that has come down from heaven. Even Nicodemus recognized that this man was from God. And Jesus says, unless you are born again. And so today, maybe there is someone here that's sitting here thinking, well, I've never really accepted Jesus. And I would say the only way to be part of God's reign is to accept the forgiveness of Jesus, surrender your life to Jesus, and ask him to renew your spirit, to take your spirit from death to life. You must be born again, said Jesus. It's not good enough just to believe in God. And for those of us that have accepted it, may we actually pray about it. May we actually believe this is true. Sometimes I feel like the church lives a life as though this isn't actually true, as though it's just a nice thing for some of us. But Jesus said, unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. It's no good just being a nice person or believing in a God. It's no good, is it? You must be born again. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for the good news that said God loved. We thank you so much, Jesus, that you gave your life. The God who loved, the God who gave. But Lord, we have remembered this morning, we've reminded many of us that we have to actually accept your forgiveness and be born again. And so, God, I would just pray that your Holy Spirit would touch hearts and lives this morning in this room and in Swansea, and for some of those family members that we prayed for before, that they would recognize they need to surrender their life, they need to say sorry for their sins, and accept the forgiveness of Jesus and allow their spirit to move from death to life, to be born again. And Lord, for those of us that have accepted that, those of us that would say today, we are part of the reign of Christ, the kingdom of God. We're part of God's kingdom now and forever. Lord, I would ask that you would inspire us to take that so seriously that we would pour our hearts out in prayer and service and generosity so that many more people would have the chance to hear about the kingdom of God. Help us not to be satisfied with just a few people in church, Lord. Help us to crave to see people saved. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for this central important message you gave, that you must be born again. And Lord, I would just ask all of us now, in a sense of recommitment, and maybe someone for the first time, we pray together. Lord Jesus, we have sinned and we're sorry. Please forgive us. Please forgive us for everything we've done wrong in the past, the present and the future. And Lord Jesus, be the leader of our lives. Be the one that's in charge of all we do. We surrender our lives to you, Jesus. You're in charge. Renew our spirit. Take spirits from death to life this morning, we pray, that we would be part of the kingdom of God forever. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing a song.